In the gospel, we hear the Lord say, "Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ." Paul has so deeply come to know the truth of that, that only in the Lord Jesus, as he leads us to the Father, only there do we have eternal life. And Paul is so consumed by that mission that belongs first to the Lord Jesus. Jesus says, "Father, I've glorified on you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do." And that work is that he might reveal to the world the Father. And in coming to know him, the Father, that they would experience eternal life through his Son. And Paul is so consumed by that, that he says in the first reading today, "I consider life of no importance to me if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace." Paul knows that when everything is said and done, he will simply be before the Lord. And nothing else is going to matter except whether or not he can hear the Father say to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." In the end, that's all that matters. I mean, it's really such a stark and amazing thing. Nothing else will matter except to the extent that it aided in the accomplishing of that mission. In our life, it's so easy at times to be like Martha in that scene in the home with Martha and Mary, where Martha is just certain that there's so many other things. "Lord, you're here, and because you're here, I have to do all of these things." But in the end, Jesus says to her of her sister, "One thing is needed." And Mary chose the better part. So, what's the stuff in our life right now where the Lord would say to us, with great love, but also with authority, "That has to go, because that thing is just not assisting you at all in serving the one thing." "I consider life of no importance if only I may finish my course." What is the thing in our life right now that the Lord would say to me, "Eric, that thing that you're kind of consumed by, from my perspective, that's of no importance. What do we need to lose? What needs to be shed from our life in order that our heart might be even more set on fire like Paul's for the sake of the mission, the ministry that God has given to us?"